Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Prepare for Well-Being, Not Disease, where I give you the master keys to not only your health and well-being, so that you don't attract the coronavirus or whatever else disease you could possibly attract, but especially so that you can create and attract into your life every day immense joy, fun, and freedom, and love, and abundance, etc., which is what you want in the first place. You don't want disease, but that's what you don't want. What you do want is well-being, health, joy, freedom, fun, etc., etc. And I also show you how to ensure your well-being and abundance regardless of what the other sheeple are doing on planet Earth. So enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom at freekeysofsuccess.info. There's going to be links on this post. All right, here we go. Prepare for well-being, joy, and abundance, not disease and the apocalypse. Bum, 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 bum. The only motivation behind every single person's actions on planet Earth is to feel good and feel better. All anyone wants is to be happy and feel empowered, or at least to feel better, because some people are so far away from happiness on the emotional scale that a jump to happiness from their low state vibrationally and emotionally is way too big of a leap. So they're just doing whatever feels better than the depressed emotional state that they're in, or the disempowered state they're in, or the helpless state they're in. Now, most people focus more upon what they don't like and don't want, which makes them feel bad. Because then they feel like a victim, and nobody's a victim. Everybody's empowered to create whatever they want. So it doesn't feel good when you think in such negative and limited terms. So most people are looking for anything that makes them feel better. Whether that is, you know, using drugs, or less drastic choices of, you know, just alcohol, or even cigarettes, or sex, or even less intense choices to change, just basically change your emotional state by just doing something fun, doing something you enjoy, watching a good movie, spending time with friends. The other factor in the creation soup is most people do not understand that they create their reality based upon their thoughts, words, and actions. So most people believe that things like diseases can actually assert themselves upon them, but this is not a planet and universe of assertion. It is a planet of attraction. And most people believe that they are victims and relatively powerless to improve the quality of their lives, except through action. And getting rid, or trying to get rid, of what they dislike, don't want, and the lack of what they do want. But there is very little leverage in action to try to keep the monsters away. And the more you focus upon the monsters, the more those monsters will come at you. Everybody knows that from watching every horror film. So, the more you focus on the monsters, the more the monsters are going to come to you, because based upon the law of attraction, the universe has no choice but to give you more monsters if that is all you are focused upon. So humanity is currently in a panic state because they believe that the evil corona monster can get them any moment unless they lock themselves away in a hermetically sealed box. But you will get more of whatever you are focused upon. And if you are focused upon your fears and catching diseases, then it is pretty much guaranteed, no matter how much you hermetically seal yourself in plastic, that if you focus upon your fears long enough, and hard enough, you're going to attract them to you, which is how everyone attracts every single disease to them. But of course, you can consciously create a much better situation for yourself if you can master your own thoughts and therefore master your own vibration to create health and well-being rather than disease and the apocalypse. Instead of preparing for disease, death, and destruction, instead of preparing for the apocalypse by hoarding toilet paper and food, which feels terrible, you should be instead, I mean, maybe it feels good because you feel a little bit more secure. All right, that's all right. But ultimately, it's going to feel bad when you're hoarding because you're preparing for destruction, not goodness. It feels terrible because, you know, you're not focusing in a healthy, happy way. You should instead be preparing for immense well-being and abundance and joy and excitement and love and adventure, which is what you really, really want. Don't prepare for crap because you're going to get more crap. Prepare for fun and joy and adventure. Then you'll create these things in your life regardless of what insanity is happening on the earth. Classic example, classic story. During 9/11 World Trade Center attacks, I was blissfully communing with the whales, the humpback whales of Harvey Bay, on a sailing adventure. Now, there is no news on the nautical radio channels, and we certainly wouldn't even listen to the news if there was one. So we had no idea what insanity was going on in New York and everyone's obvious panic around the world. All we knew is that we had the entire bay all to ourselves, and every single whale was in that bay all to ourselves, and for some unknown reason, and we experienced absolute, complete, and utter bliss every moment, blissfully unaware of the insanity going on. And the whales were singing so loudly that we could hear them on the deck of the boat, just sitting on the deck of the boat, which is completely unheard of. Usually you got to go below deck or dive underwater to hear the whales singing. So, you get my point. Just because everyone else feels like a victim and don't understand that it is impossible to catch diseases and they believe they're powerless and helpless, and that they can only attract them when they are a vibrational match to them, that doesn't mean you have to follow the other sheeple over the cliff to your impending doom. You can create heaven in your life, like I was doing in Harvey Bay, even if everyone else is creating hell in theirs. So stop being a disempowered, wimpy victim and stop preparing for the apocalypse and prepare for goodness and fun and joy and well-being and health and abundance. And you're going to create that. The universe will give that to you. The entire universe rearranges itself to accommodate your beliefs and perceptions about reality, good or bad. So why not focus upon goodness? And it feels a million times better to do so because well-being and abundance is the direction that Source is always looking, always focused upon. Source never, ever sees disease and destruction ever, 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 ever. That would be de-evolution. Source is always focused upon growth and expansion and evolution and fun and joy and abundance and expansion and unlimitation. Source is always focused upon your health and your joy and your abundance, not upon your disease, your depression, and your lack. So stop being a whiny, wimpy, poor me victim and start taking control of your life by becoming a conscious, deliberate creator of well-being and abundance and joy by allowing this natural state of well-being and abundance of the universe, because that's the natural state of the universe and this planet, to manifest in your life by getting out of your own way, by stopping the fight against what you dislike and don't want. That is what victims do, and you're not a bloody victim. So get your nose out of everyone else's business. Start creating what you want into your physical reality by always choosing good-feeling thoughts. Does it feel good? to believe you're a helpless victim that can catch diseases? Hell freaking no. Does it feel good to believe you are an empowered creator of your own reality and you only attract health and well-being and love and joy and abundance in your life? Hell freaking yes. So do that and stop doing all the other shit. All right, so I hope you got something from this. I hope this helped you. Please bless your friends by empowering them to become conscious, deliberate creators of reality. By forwarding this to your friends, come visit me at zakyron.com for more empowering videos, podcasts, articles, etc. to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of fun and joy in your life. Go get yourself a copy of my Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you'd like to, when all this crazy insanity goes away, and you'd like to do some traveling around the world, and I know you need more money. Everybody needs more money. Everybody needs and wants more abundance. You deserve to have more abundance in your life. Let's help you create that. There's no such thing as job security anymore. You could lose your job at any second. So let's help you start creating a side gig for yourself so that you can ensure your financial security. Go to ilovefreedom.info. I'll show you a 3-minute video how to ensure your financial security and help you have more fun, money, and freedom in your life. All right. So my name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!